Passage is taken from Luke chapter 23. Please turn your Bibles to Luke chapter 23.
今天的信息是从路加福音23章。
Luke chapter 23.
路加福音23章。
I'll read to you in English, verse 26 to 31. Luke chapter 23, verse 26 to 31.As the soldiers led him away, they seized Simon from Cyrene, who is on his way in from the country, and put the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus. A large number of people followed him, including women who mourned and wailed for him. Jesus turned and said to them, Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me. Weep for yourselves and for your children. For the time will come when you will say, Blessed are the childless women, the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed.Then they will say to the mountains, Fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. For if people do these things to the tree, when the tree is green, what will happen when it is dry?
路加福音23章26节到31节。Okay.
Brothers and sisters, I have a confession to make.
弟兄姐妹们，我需要向你们做一个告白。
I know that as a pastor, sometimes there are expectations from others.
身为一位牧师，周围的人对我可能会有些期望。
Some things you ought to do.
期许我做一些事情。
Some things you ought not to do.
期许我不做一些事情。
So brace yourself in case you find this very shocking.
请你对接下来所听到的做一些心理准备，以免受惊吓。
This is my confession.
这是我的一个告罪。
I have not seen the movie The Passion of Christ.
我并没有看《耶稣受难记》这部电影。
Yes, I'm referring to the one that is directed by Mel Gibson almost 10 years ago, and still the highest grossing R-rated film of all time.
是的，我指的就是十年前由这个梅尔纪伯孙所执导的，到目前为止还在赚钱限制的一个当代影片。
I do understand that it was a very popular movie amongst Christians when it was screened.
我知道这部电影在播映的期间是很受基督徒欢迎的。
I still vividly remember some church members telling me.
我还记得有些会友跟我说
Oh, The Passion of Christ, have you watched it?
耶稣受难记你有看吗
Oh, it's so good, right?
那真的是很好看的一部电影
You know, I watched it so many times, and every time I watch, I cry.
我看了很多次，每一次看的时候我都会流泪
Have you watched it yet?
你有没有看呢
Well, brothers and sisters, I have not.
弟兄姐妹，我还没有看。
Now, to be fair, I shouldn't be commenting on a movie that I have not watched for myself.
为了公平的起见，我不应该对一部自己还没有看过的电影来做一个评论。
But for my confession today, maybe I should explain my reluctance.
但是对于我今天的告白，我今天必须要对我的没有看做一些解释。
First and foremost, I'm a person who prefers comedy over drama.
首先，我是喜欢喜剧过于剧情片。
You can tell that I'm the, you know, gentle and sensitive romantic comedy type of guy.
你们应该看得出我是一个温柔又敏感的浪漫喜剧派的人物。
So a story about some guy, you know, getting horribly tortured to death isn't really my cup of tea.
所以对于一个关于某某人被残酷虐待致死的故事，绝对不是我感兴趣的。
But you might say, but this isn't any guy.
但是你或许会说，这并不是任何一个人。
This is Jesus we're talking about.
这是耶稣啊。
And you're a pastor.
而你是一个牧师。
How can you not experience the cinematic witnessing of this, you know, suffering and pain?
你为什么不通过荧幕写照来反映经历他所受的一个痛苦呢
？So let me be clear about this.
所以让我来做一个声明。
I'm a fan of Jesus.
我绝对是耶稣的支持者。
I'm just not a fan of all the whipping and the, you know.Nailing.
我只是不支持所谓鞭打跟钉十字架这个部分。
Especially one that is so explicitly and extensively portrayed.
尤其是这样的一个刻意的去过分的渲染。
So allow me to counter the argument then.
所以允许我做这样的一个针对。
What makes this movie a good depiction or portrayal of the Passion of Christ?
这部影片在那一方面对基督的激情有比较好的一些反应呢？
不是激情，受难。
受难的反应。
Some might say, well, all this whipping and beating and all the pain of the crucifixion, weren't all this recorded in the Bible?
有些人会说这样的一些鞭打被钉的痛苦难道不是写在记载在圣经上吗？
Well, maybe it's so.
或许是吧。
But my contention is that all this physical pain of the process is never emphasized in the gospel.
但是我的论证是这些肉体上的苦痛跟它的历程并没有被福音所强调。
Never.
未曾有。
In fact, it is barely a few lines in the Gospel of Luke.
老实说在路加福音书里面只有片言术语的一些记载。
And in this period of Lent, maybe it's time for us to ask why.
在这个大斋节的期间，或许是我们应该问一下为什么。
Why is the pain of the suffering so understated, especially in Luke?
为什么这样的一个苦痛被如此轻描淡写，尤其是在路加福音中？
Now, as we are asked, you know, every time Lent is Lent, we are asked to reflect on the suffering and death of Jesus.
当我们在这个大斋节反思那个耶稣的受苦跟钉死的时候
，We might assume that the focus definitely will be on the pain or the hardships.
我们可能会下意识的会把重点放在整个痛苦跟苦难当中。
That might be instinctive for us.
那可能是我们人的人之常情。
And that's all right. That's normal.
这是一个相当的普遍性。
Because the degree of the suffering, you know, will become a very compellingfactor for us when we want to follow the story.
那些血腥的一些细节的描述会烙印在我们自己的脑海里面。
And you know when we think about it, that's sometimes what we will remember.
所以有时候当我们在会回想的时候，我们会常常记住。
And perhaps that's also always the case when we want to talk about the death of a great man, a great hero.
可能这个就是我们常常会这样子去谈到描写整个英雄死亡的一种常用的一种手法。
Oh, he was so brave.
Yeah, 他是如此的勇敢。
And oh, he endured all the pain, all this pain.
他能够忍受住所有各种各样的痛苦。
And the torture was brutal.
那样的拷打是非常的残酷。
And he suffered it through it all.
所以他经历着这一切。
He did it for us.
他经历了这一切都是为了我们。
Some of us might, you know, use all these words when we want to talk about the death of a great hero.
可能有些人就会用这些的经历来提到整个英雄的经历。
For some years, we use the Station of the Cross as a reflection for Lent in Jubilee itself.
几年前，我们用这个拜苦路这样的观念来做整个大斋节的一个反思。
And this Station of the Cross is a traditional devotional method that, you know, is based on a route in Jerusalem, you know, meditating on all the chief sins of Jesus suffering all the way to his death.
这样的一个拜苦路的来源是一个传统的宗教的活动里面，就是在耶稣往耶路撒冷这个被钉十字架的路程里面，在每一个重要的景点来反思他所受的苦跟他的经历。
And going through these scenes,We see that Jesus falls down, not just once, but he falls down three times.
在那些景象中，耶稣想象耶稣的跌倒不是一次，而是三次。
Why? It is clearly a way for us to reminiscence on the difficulty of this journey all the way to Golgotha.
这可以不难想象，让我们看到耶稣经历了这个哥哥他所的之路之间的一个艰苦。
We can imagine that oh Jesus was so weak that he could hardly move.
我们可以想象耶稣是这样的一个脆弱，他很难，他根本都没有办法走动。
He's so weak that he couldn't even carry his own cross.
他甚至连自己的十字架都没有办法扛。
And in one of the scenes, there was this woman called Veronica. She had to come and pity Jesus and to wipe his forehead.
有一个妇女叫Veronica， 她甚至需要来可怜他，并且要替他骂脸。
So poor thing, so pitiful. Jesus so pitiful.
哦，真的是很可怜的。
And so it might be instinctive for us either to be shocked by the horror of the entire scene or to be moved by the pain that Jesus has to endure.
所以从自觉上我们可能会或许为了这样的一个惨无人道的这样的一个事件而惊吓。
It is normal for us to feel this way.
这是当我们在为这样的一件事情的感受的时候，这个是可以理解的。
And there's nothing wrong with feeling this way.
这是并没有错，如果我们这样的理解，这是没有错误的。
But beyond all these emotions that we would have,
但是超越了这样的一个情绪化的时候，
we have to ask this question.
我们需要问这样的一个问题：
Is this really the message of the Passion of Christ?
这是不是真的是耶稣所要传递的一个信息呢？
Is this really the point of the reflections that we are supposed to have?
这是不是耶稣要我们去思考的一个反思呢？
And using all these emotions, you know, it's very easy for us to persuade people about the message of Jesus.
通过这样的一个情绪，我们不难想象是能够看到耶稣的受难。
We use it to persuade others because, you know, we are already feeling so sorry for Jesus. We think that, oh, this sacrifice means so much.
看到耶稣这样的一个受难的时候，我们不难想象用通过这个来使到人家能够想象到耶稣是为我们所受的经历。
Because whenever there is a tragedy, all of us will dwell on the emotions of the loss because we can feel our hearts aching.
当悲剧发生的时候，我们不难沉痛于那个悲情之中。
And it is very easy for us to persuade others using all these feelings, whether it is in preaching or in sermons or when we are sharing the message.
这个是不难想象，我们是能够通过这样的话，向众人给予所谓的福音化的一个描述。
It may be easy to do this.
这可能是相当容易的去处理。
But is it right?
但是这个是否是对的呢？
Is that really the message of the Passion of Christ?
这真的是耶稣受难的一个真实的意义。
Is that the point of our reflections during Lent?
是不是在大斋节里面的反思的重点呢？
Now what comes to mind when we want to talk about the crucifixion?
当我们提到钉十字架的时候，我们会想到什么？
For many of us, I think that would be the image of the nailing. 砰砰砰。
对众多人而言，可能想到的是那个钉十字钉子的那个敲锤的声音。
You know, aside from the Passion of Christ, even in the other movies about Jesus, you know, where there is less graphic, less violent, I can still also remember the scenes of all this hammering.
即使在那些不把耶稣受难过于形象化或者暴力化的一些其他影片，我还是可以记住那个当中的钉十字架的那种画面。
But when I revisit the Bible,
但是当我回到圣经中的记载，
again I find it to be understated.
我还是发现说这样的事件的描述还是被轻描淡写的。
The nailing is only mentioned once in the gospel.
被钉这个本身事件只有被描述在圣经中被描述记载了一次。
And that is when Thomas was saying, unless I see the nail marks of his hands and out of my fingers where the nails are, and I put my hands to the side, I will not believe.
这就是多马说，我非看到他手上的钉痕，用指头探入耶稣钉痕，又用手探入他的肋旁，我总不信。
But what did Jesus say? Jesus goes on to say, blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed.
但耶稣说什么呢？耶稣继续说，那没有看见就信了，有福了。
Paul also mentioned the nailing. He said, he forgave all our sin, he has taken it away, nailing it on the cross.
保罗也提到这个钉痕。保罗说，上帝赦免了你们一切的过犯，把它撒去，钉在十字架上。
But then what did Paul goes on to say?
但保罗还继续说些什么呢？
He goes on to say, having disarmed the powers and authority, he make a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them on the cross.
保罗继续说到，即将一切执政的、掌权的掳来，明显的给众人看，就站着十字架跨胜。
So Paul did mention the nails.
所以保罗的确是提到了钉子。
But only as a sign of defiance, as an act of victory.
钉子是一个挑战的一个信号，也是一个战胜的一个符号。
So, let's if you say okay, forget about the nails.
若是放下钉子不谈的话
，then you say what about all the afflictions and all the wounds that were mentioned?
那些苦痛跟伤痕呢
？Now this is mentioned when Peter was trying to quote about the suffering servant in Isaiah chapter 53.
这就是彼得在彼得前书。 用了以赛亚53章有关那个受苦的奴仆的时候，他曾经这么说。
And so Peter said, he himself bore our sins on his body on the cross, so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed.
他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。
So it is true.
这是真实的。
Peter has connected the pain and suffering is connected together with the work of Jesus.
彼得把鞭伤跟耶稣的被钉本身联合在一起。
But then what did Peter goes on to say?
但是彼得曾经继续说些什么呢？
He goes on to say, you were like shepherd, a sheep.Who has gone astray, and now you have returned to the shepherd and the overseer of your souls.
你们从前好像那个迷路的羊，如今却归到你们灵魂的牧人监督了。
So Peter did talk about the wounds, the affliction, the suffering.
彼得的确有提到所谓的钉痕跟伤痛。
But all this is to point towards Jesus as the leader. He's the shepherd. He's the overseer.
这些都是指引到耶稣本身是一个牧人跟监督。
So all this, yes, you see here, this is the thorns, that this might be just thorns on Jesus' head.
这些荆棘可能是耶稣头上的一个刺。
But to Peter, to Paul, and to us, this is a crown.
但是对彼得、对保罗、对我们，这是一个冠冕。
So allow me to sum up my point. What am I trying to say so far?
允许我来做一个小结。
The horror, the pain of the suffering of Jesus, the passion of Christ often lead us towards sympathy towards Jesus.
耶稣受难的那个恐怖跟那个苦痛，包括基督的激情本身，都会让我们产生对耶稣的同情。
We might think, therefore, that this pain, this suffering, this might be the message.
我们可能会认为，耶稣的那个痛苦跟他的钉痕本身可能就是那个信息。
So whether it is in worship or in evangelism, we like to declare that, oh, Jesus died so hard, so painful for you.
所以在崇拜或者宣教里面，我们宣告耶稣为你死，这个可能就是所谓意义深重的。
It may be said with the best of intentions, and it is also theologically sound.
这也可能符合神学的一些根据。
But it might also end up as an emotional blackmail.
但是也可能成为一个煽情的一个肆意妄为的一种做法。
Another person might say, "Well, so what?"
另一个人可能会说，那又如何呢
？I didn't ask for him to die.
我又没有叫他为我死。
All this might be very sad, yes.
这些可能是很悲惨。
But it means nothing to me.
但是对我是毫无意义。
And so I wonder sometimes how Jesus will respond to the way sometimes we might dramatize his suffering, you know, to score some emotional points.
我有时候会想说，耶稣对我们为了是要博取他的同情票，而对他的受苦而大做文章，会有些什么样的一种反应呢
？Jesus might say, "No, I don't need any sympathy votes."
耶稣可能会说，我不需要这些同情票。
Now, in our passage today, we see the response of Jesus towards those who are weeping for him and suffering sympathy for him.
我们今天看到耶稣对那些为他痛苦流泪的那一批人。
Jesus said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me."
耶稣说，耶路撒冷的女子，不要为我哭。
Weep for yourselves and your children.
为自己跟自己的儿女哭。
Luke seems to have described for us a Jesus here who is quite insensitive to the sorrow that is felt by all his sympathizers.
路加似乎在叙述一个对他的悲悯者无动于衷的一个人。
Or whatever sympathy that you have, well, save it for yourself.
有关你的所谓的悲悯，就请你留给你自己吧。
We often sympathize with someone who is worse off than us.
我们一般上会同情那些比我们比较弱势的人。
Seldom do we sympathize with someone who is better off than us.
较少同情那些较强势者。
And therefore, on the surface, yes, the crowd seem to be better off than Jesus.
从表面来看，说那些群众似乎是比耶稣更强势。
Jesus is on his way to die.
因为耶稣正走向死亡。
So they feel sorry for him.
所以他们同情他。
You know, for the crowd, they are blessed with children.
对那些群众，他们是有儿女的祝福。
They have years ahead of them.
在有生之年他们有前途无量。
They have a future.
他们是有许多将来。
Jesus have no future.
耶稣却没有将来。
But here we see Jesus telling them, don't weep for me, weep for yourselves.
但是耶稣却对他们说，不要为我号哭，为你们自己来号哭。
A time will come where they would wish that even though they had children, they wish they have no children.
时候一到，他们可能会希望自己没有子女。
So that they wouldn't have to suffer the pain of children dying before them.
所以他们就不会因为失去儿女，或者孩子成为
or their children becoming orphans.
或者儿女成为孤儿而号哭。
A time will come that when they wish that they would rather die, they would rather be dead.
时候一到，可能他们会希望自己早就去世。
Then they wouldn't have to suffer all the pain of living.
他们就不必要为这生而痛苦。
Now this time that Jesus was talking about probably referred to the Jewish war that will come in AD 70.
这个时候可能是指所谓主后七十年的犹太的战争。
And that is when Jerusalem will be destroyed and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, they will be slaughtered.
这就是当时的耶路撒冷被毁而居住于其中的居民就完全被屠杀。
That is the direct application of this time.
这个就是这个时候的一个引用。
But Jesus, in using this word, a time will come, this is also a common phrase referring to when God will act, referring to judgment time.
但是耶稣用这个时候一到的时候，也可能是常用在所谓的叙述的审判之日。
And therefore, this prophecy therefore takes on a greater meaning, you know, than just a territorial world war that is happening at the outskirts of the Roman Empire.
所以这样看来，这样的这个时候的表明，应该是比所谓罗马帝国跟外围的一些犹太地区之间的一个区域战争还要来得更加有意义。
This prophecy refers to divine action against unrepentance, divine actions against sin.
这样的一个先知的预告是指对属天对叛逆跟犯罪的一种作为。
The crowd felt sorry for Jesus.
群众对耶稣产生备受同情的那种心情。
But Jesus saw that they should be feeling sorry for themselves.
但是耶稣看到的却是一群应该为自己来痛苦的。
The crowd feel sympathized with what Jesus, all the pain that Jesus have to go through.
群众看到的是一个备受同情的耶稣。
And yet Jesus tells them that you should sympathize for yourself.
但是耶稣却看到是你们需要自己来同情自己。
And this is why Jesus told them not to weep for him, weep for yourselves and your children.
这就是耶稣告诉他们不要为他哭，而要为你自己来嚎哭。
One day, a wealthy family man brought his son to a trip in the country.
有一天，有一位有钱人把他的孩子带到乡间去
，so that he could let his son see, you know, how poor country people are.
让他的儿子能够看到乡下人之间的一些贫困。
Now he stayed in the country for one day.
他们在乡间居住一天。
One day and one night at the farm of a very humble country farm home.
在一个农舍里面住了一天一夜。
Now when they get back home, the father asked the son.
回到家的时候，父亲问他的儿子。
Son, what do you think about the trip?
你觉得对这样的一个行程有什么想法吗
？The son replied, "Oh, very nice, Dad."
儿子回答说非常好，父亲。
The dad said, "Do you notice how poor they were?"
为父的说，你有没有发现他们有什么不同吗
？The son said, "Yes."
有的。
So.The father asked, then what do you learn from the trip?
那你在这一次的旅程中学习到了些什么呢
？The son said, I learned that we had one dog in the house, but they had four.
我发现到我们屋里有一只狗，但是他们有四只。
You know, we have fountains and imported lamps in our garden, but they have a stream with no end and stars in the sky.
我们的园地有喷水池跟路口的一些花灯，但是他们却有溪水跟满天无尽的星星。
Our garden will go to the edge of our property, but they have the entire horizon as their backyard.
我们的花园围绕着我们的屋子直到尽头，他们的后院却是大地的之际。
At the end of the son's reply, the father was speechless.
当儿子说完之后呢，他的爸爸已经无言以对。
And the son said, "Thank you, Dad. for showing us how poor we really are.
儿子却说：“谢谢爸爸，你让我看到我们真的是，其实真的是多有多的贫乏。”
Christianity has always been a religion of paradoxical values.
基督教可以说是一个充满矛盾价值观的一个宗教。
We have our own unique perspective of what is wealth and what is poverty.
我们对财富跟贫困有很特殊的一个看法。
We have different perspective of what is truth, good fortune, and what is misery.
我们对真实的财富跟贫困有不同的看法。
And we also have this opposite discernment on what is strength and what is weakness.
我们也对那个所谓强盛跟软弱的之间的对比也是如此。
So what is seemingly suffering and shame becomes our power and glory.
似乎一般上被看为受苦跟羞耻的事件竟然成为我们的权柄跟荣耀。
And this is why Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel. That is glory.
这就是为什么保罗说我不以福音为耻。
And this is why we sing in the hymn, in the cross, be my glory ever.
这就是我们咏唱说十字架，十字架，永是我的荣耀。
So what is seemingly a blessing may also become a reason for sorrow.
所以一件看来祝福满满的事件，谁知道那不可能不是？谁知道它是不是一个苦难的缘由呢？
By conventional wisdom, we will say that yes, children are a blessing.
传统的观念教导我们说子孙是福。
And we say life, being able to live, that is a blessing.
生命而能够生存下来是本身是一个福分。
And childlessness, that is considered a shame and a disgrace in ancient Israel.
无子无嗣在以色列传统里面是一个羞耻的。
But when judgment comes, barrenness instead becomes a blessing.
但是审判来的时候不义反而成为了祝福。
When judgment comes, death becomes a blessing.
当审判来到的时候，死亡反而成为了一个祝福。
That's quite strange, isn't it?
这的确是很奇怪。
I believe the key of this paradox lies in being able to interpret the times, as I said the last time.
我想重点在于如何分辨时候。
And Jesus therefore used this as a metaphor.
而耶稣用这个作为比喻。
He said, if people do these things when the tree is green, what will happen when it is dry?
这些事既然行在有治水的树上，那枯干的树将来又会怎么样呢？
Here Jesus is again using fire, heat, as a form of, as a metaphor for judgment.
耶稣在这里用火跟热来做一个比喻。
And so he says, if they are feeling sorry for him now,
如果他们觉得为他感到难过。
This is just being feeling sorry for the burning of a fresh green tree.
那他们需要对那个有治水的树被焚烧，那他甚至。
And so if they are just feeling sorry for him now, how much more they must lament when they themselves will one day burn as dry firewood.
就像他们对耶稣感到同情的时候。可以想象当他们在审判的时候他们被焚烧的时候那种沉痛的那种悲哀。
And so the metaphor for here is very clear.
所以这样的一个比喻是再清楚不过了。
The impending judgment for themselves will be far much worse than today what they are feeling sorry for the crucifixion of just a few men.
所以将来的审判比起这现在所谓的几个汉子被钉十字架还要来得更严重。
But yet, do they recognize it?
但是他们了解吗？
Are they feeling the heat?
他们感觉到那个事态，感觉到那个火热的那种严重性吗？
There is a legend on how to boil a frog.
有这样的一个水煮那个青蛙的传说。
They say if you just put a frog into hot water, it will quickly escape after feeling the heat.
如果你把青蛙放在热水里面，它一接触到热，它就会跳出来。
But what you do is, if you put it in cold water, and then very, 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 very slowly heat, turn up the heat.
但是如果你把青蛙放在冷水里面，慢慢的把水加热
，it will stay inside until it boils. And
它会留在那个水里面，直到被煮熟。
So, brothers and sisters, are you feeling the heat?
所以弟兄姐妹，你们有感觉到那个热吗
？And if judgment comes, will it catch you unaware?
如果审判来临的时候，你会措手不及吗？
Now in my earlier sermon, I asked for repentance in the face of coming judgment.
在之前的讲道的时候，我呼吁对审判来临的一个悔改。
Today let's go a little bit further.
今天让我们来做进一步的。
Repentance must be followed by an act and a will to follow Jesus.
悔改之后必须要伴随着跟从耶稣的行动跟意义。
Lent is a time when we reflect on the suffering of Jesus. That's true.
大斋节让我们想念整个耶稣的受难的跟死亡。
But what is the objective of this reflection?
但是这样的一个反思的真正的意义是什么？
Is it for us to feel sorry for Jesus?
是我们对耶稣感到亏欠吗？
No, it's not.
并不是的。
Absolutely not.
绝对不是。
Once again, it's good, it's okay to have compassion and to have sympathy.
有时候我们对耶稣这样的一个亏欠或者是同情是好的。
But only when you 拥有这个怜悯的心是好的。But only when you recognize who is the one that is in real danger. Who is the one that you should have compassion and sympathy for?
就是谁需要被怜悯跟同情。
I think one of the objectives of Lent is for us to recognize that actually this cross is for us.
其实大斋节的其中一个目的是让我们从这个十字架里面看到是为我们设立的。
Jesus is judged, but he is innocent.
耶稣被判的时候，但是他是无罪的。
That is sad.
对，那其实是很悲哀的。
But that is only the burning of green wood.
但是比起枯干的树所燃烧时的火
，The burning of green wood will be tame compared to the burning of dry firewood.
这烂有刺的树焚烧的时候，基本上只是一个星星之火。
So if God has not spared Jesus, how much more will the impertinent nation not be spared when divine judgment comes?
如果上帝连耶稣都没有办法罢免所谓的受苦，那么那些不知悔改的国家呢？那将来的日子，他们要怎么样去逃避那个审判的来临？
Our judgments and sinners will be far more unbearable.
我们身为罪人的审判那不是更加的更什么。
And Jesus said, whoever wants to be my disciples must deny themselves, take up the cross and follow me.
所以耶稣说，如果谁要跟从他，就必须要背起自己的十字架。
So first we must be moved by our repentance.
所以我们必须要被悔改，自己的悔改来驱动。
But then what must follow?Is that we must carry our cross and follow Jesus.
所以我们需要背起自己的十字架来跟从耶稣。
Now this first verse in Matthew is very loaded. It's impossible to unpack everything today.
马太福音的这一段话呢，其实基本上是没有办法用片言字语来解析。
But what I see is that it definitely involves a recognition of who Jesus is and who we are.
但是这一段话肯定包含了对耶稣是谁以及我们是谁的认识。
In the period of Lent, we see Jesus. We see, the suffering of Jesus.
在这个大斋节，我们看到耶稣是谁以及耶稣的受难。
We say, yes, that is Jesus.
对，那就是耶稣。
But before you want to feel anything, compassion or otherwise, you have to ask one question.
那如果你要感受得到，你需要问这样的一个问题。
You have to ask, what about you?
那你自己呢？
Are you feeling the heat?
你有感受得到那个火热吗？
Are you feeling the coming judgment?
你有感受到那个审判的来临？
If you do, then repent and follow Jesus.
如果你有的话，应当悔改，来跟随耶稣。
Let us pray.Our Father in heaven, we thank you because you sent your Son, Jesus, to come for us, to show us a life of righteousness. And we see where this life leads when we see a life in completion to your will. Lord, call us that we may also follow Jesus, living this life worthy of your calling. And all this, we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.